ृष्यभ्यो नमो मद्यो नमो गुरुभ्य शीघ्रं तमो निरस्तम्
బికాజ్ అకస్మాత్ ప్రయోగ ఇస్ దేర్ వై తస్మాత్ ఈజ్ అవ్యయ అతస్మాత్ దట్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ ప్రయోగ యూ కెన్ మేక్ ఇట్ ఇఫ్ ఇట్ ఈజ్ అవ్యయ దెన్ యూ కెన్ ప్లే విత్ ఇట్ తస్మాత్ యుద్ధస్వ భారత ఇస్ గివెన్ అస్ ది ఎగ్జాంపుల్ దేర్ ఫోర్ తస్మాత్ మీన్స్ దేర్ ఫోర్ సి తస్మాత్ ఇఫ్ ఇట్ ఈజ్ ఎ శబ్ద యూ గెట్ ది మీనింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ దాట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ ది మీనింగ్ హియర్ It is not apadana. That shabda is there. Apadana will be tasmat, from that. That is not the meaning. From that you do fight. It is not, that is not the sentence. Therefore. Therefore can come only if it is abhyaya. Otherwise it cannot, how it can become therefore? So otherwise you have to say nimittarthe panchami. And tasmat may not be nimitta also, therefore, it is not a nimitta also. Nimitta means an incident which promotes another incident. Whereas here it is not incident, argument. Based on this argument, you should go and fight. Therefore, tasmat you need a separate word which means therefore, that is the avyaya. Aha.
Aha.
So it is counted as as. And then the sa becomes visarga. Generally it is used in the meaning of recollecting. Oh, I got it. Like that in English also. Oh, yeah, I got it. So in Sanskrit they say, ah. Ah, upanayatu bhavan bhurjapatram. It is from Vikramorvashiya. I don't remember Vikramorvashiya. It is by Kalidasa, Vikramorvashiya. So there, either Vikrama or Urvashi is about to write a love letter. And so, please bring the pen and paper. That is how it is. Yeah, please bring the pen and paper. Their paper is Bhurja Patram. There is a tree called Bhurja tree. It is something like a teak tree with wide leaves. And the leaf retains its structure. It doesn't crumble. And it is, which means the leaf is strong enough. Like papyrus became paper. Because that thread is, it can be made flat and all that. That structure, fibrous structure is there. That's why it can be made into paper. Similarly, this structure of the leaf is such that it won't crumble and you can use it for writing. And I used to have a leaf in one of my books. Bhurja leaf. And it remains intact unless you tear it. Yeah, that can happen to this also. So very strong, naturally strong. Not made into strong like this, naturally strong. So that is used to write letters. Talapatram is different. But similarly used. Bhurja patram. Talapatram is a palmyra tree leaf. Bhurja patram is a bhurja tree. Teak tree like thing it is. And so they were using. So he says, bring the leaf. And then ink also will be given. Vegetable color. And then he will write on. He or she. Then aha could be expression of anger. Ah kathamadhyapi rakshasatrasaha uttara ramacharitam. You see, Rama goes to forest one more time. He ఈ విజిట్స్ ది ఫారెస్ట్ వన్ మోర్ టైం. ఇన్న ఉత్తర రామాయణ, ఇన్న ఉత్తర రామచరితం, భగభూతి. దెన్ సంబడీ సేస్ సమ్ రాక్షస ఇస్ దేర్ క్రియేటింగ్ ప్రాబ్లమ్. మై గుడ్నెస్, ఈవెన్ నౌ ఫియర్ ఆఫ్ రాక్షసాస్ హియర్. ఈవెన్ నౌ మీన్స్ ఐ థాట్ ఐ హ్యావ్ ఎలిమినేటెడ్ ఎవరీ వన్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్. ఈవెన్ నౌ ద ఫియర్ ఆఫ్ ఫియర్ ఫ్రమ్ రాక్షస యాంగర్, దట్ ఈస్ వాట్ రామా సేస్. దెన్ ఆఫ్ పాపే తిష్ట తిష్ట, దిస్ ఈస్ ఫ్రమ్ మాలతీ మాధవం, భయ భవభూతి. ఐ డోంట్ నో వాట్ ఈస్ ఆల్ అబౌట్ ఇట్. సో హీ సేస్ పాపే, ఆహ పాపే. పాపే మీన్స్ హీఈస్ అడ్రెసింగ్ ఏ లేడీ. ఇఫ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఎ మ్యాన్ హీ వుడ్ హ్యావ్ సెడ్ ఆ పాప, పాపం అస్య అస్తి పాప, పాపం అస్యాహ అస్తి పాప, హే పాపే హే రమే, ఓ బ్యాడ్ ఉమన్ స్టే లైక్ దట్ తిష్ట తిష్ట. దెన్ విత్ యాంగర్ యూ త్రో ఇట్ అవే, జస్ట్ ఎక్స్ప్రెషన్ ఆఫ్ యాంగర్ అండ్ ఆల్సో స్లైట్ డిఫరెన్స్ ఇన్ మీనింగ్. విత్ యాంగర్ యూ సెట్ అసైడ్ సంథింగ్, దెన్ ఆల్సో యూ యూజ్ ఆహ ఏషమయ స్థితే చంద్రం అభిభవతుమిచ్చతి బలాత్ ముద్రా రాక్షసం. When I am alive, this is what Chanakya is saying. When I am alive, somebody wants to insult or overwhelm with force Chandra. Chandra is Chandragupta. Chandragupta is the king. Chanakya is the minister. So minister is, because Chanakya brought Chandragupta to the throne, you know. So when I am alive, who is that wants to overwhelm forcibly Chandragupta when I am still alive? What happens is Chanakya puts Chandragupta on the throne and Chandragupta is now ruling. Then Chanakya withdraws and he goes to forest and there he lives in seclusion, performing austerities and all that. Then he gets a message that Chandragupta is in trouble. Then he says, if necessary I will go back. That is the idea. ఆహ వృథా మంగళ పాఠక, దిస్ ఇస్ వేణీ సంహార. ఆహ మీన్స్ యాంగర్ అండ్ గెట్ అవుట్, దట్ ఇస్ ది మీనింగ్. అపాకరణం విత్ యాంగర్ యు గెట్ అవుట్, దట్ ఇస్ ది మీనింగ్. వృథా మంగళ పాఠక, దెన్ దేర్ ఆర్ పీపుల్ మంగళ పాఠకాస్ మీన్స్ డిడ్ యూ హియర్ దిస్ వందీ అండ్ మాగధి. మంగళ పాఠక మీన్స్ హీ దట్ ఈస్ హిజ్ ట్రేడ్, హీ ప్రాక్టీసెస్ స్తోత్ర. హీ టెల్స్ గ్రేట్ థింగ్స్ అబౌట్ యూ. హీ కమ్స్ హోమ్ అండ్ టెల్స్ ఆల్ గ్రేట్ థింగ్స్. ఫర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్, హీ కమ్స్ టు కన్ఫెషియస్ ప్లేస్ అండ్ సేస్ యు ఆర్ ఎ గ్రేట్ ఇంజనీయర్, యూ హ్యావ్ డన్ దిస్, యూ ఆర్ నోన్ టు బి వెరీ చారిటబుల్, there are reports that you have done so much charity at that time. So like that he goes on saying, then you give 100 rupees or 200 rupees, then he will bless and go away. That is his practice. But he has to do it at the right time, you know. He should not do it at the wrong time. So when the Duryodhana or somebody was in real trouble, this person goes and starts praising. Tell that person, yes, shut up, wastefully you are saying all those things, get out, like that. Aha, urtha mangala pathaka. Suppose some calamity is there, you go there and say, sadishetu sarvani mangalani, like that, if you start, they will have, arere, chalo, chalo, not now, you come tomorrow. Or you get out, go elsewhere, like that.
Did you say Magadhi?
Magadhi, Vandi and Magadhi. దట్ ఈస్ నాట్ ఎంటైర్లీ మేబీ కనెక్టెడ్ విత్ మగధ. మాగధి వంది. సో వంది దే అగైన్ ప్రైజ్ ద కింగ్. కింగ్స్ కోర్ట్ యూ ఫైండ్ వంది అండ్ మాగధి, వన్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ ప్రైజెస్ ది కింగ్ అండ్ వన్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ ప్రైజెస్ ది ఎంటైర్ ఫ్యామిలీ. సమ్ సచ్ డిస్టింక్షన్ ఇస్ దేర్. The praise the king all the time. That's why in research organizations there is always a boss, and among the scientists many of them do good work, they don't care to curry favor with the boss. People do good work, why should they bother about currying favor with the boss? The boss will come and talk with them politely because they are good working people. But there will be always one Dr. Vandi and Dr. Magadhi. They are not into the science and all that, into good research. Therefore, they will be carrying favor with the boss. And so they are given these names. He is Dr. Vandi, he is Dr. Magadhi. Every department has two of them. Then fourth, in expressing sorrow, vidyam ataram ah pradarshya, vidyam ataram ah pradarshya, that is how it breaks. Rupashun bhiksha mahe nistrapah, this is from Udbhata's book, whatever it is. Ah means sadness, alas. Ataram vidyam pradarshya, we have shown our knowledge, and so ataram means so whatever till the end. We have shown our knowledge means grandfather, father and son, all of them have shown their knowledge, their vidya. It could be some kala also, art form also. Having shown our art form or our knowledge, then nistrapaha, we give up shame, and bhikshamahe, we are seeking alms. So whom nurupashun, these people who are equal to animals. Sometimes it happens. What happens is, you show your scholarship and then go to a person who is no different from an animal because he has no knowledge. Therefore, jnanena heenaha pashubhistamanaha is equal to an animal, nrupashu, a two-legged animal. You go to him, put aside all sense of shame and self-respect and all that and request him, sir, please give me something. That happens all the time. Because he has power and he has money. Whereas the one who has knowledge, he doesn't have power and he doesn't have money. Therefore, you go and forget about your self-respect, shame and all that. Go and touch his feet and beg something. And at that time you say, alas, we are forced to beg these guys. That is what he said. Then he, we have seen. This is he. So this is used in the meaning of amazement, vismaya. How hata vidhi lasitanam hi vichitro vipakaha. This is from Maghamakavya. So hata vidhi lasitanam. You see, vidhi is the destiny. Hata means the bad. The bad. So hata vidhi, like that they say. Hata means not killed or any such thing. Worthless. The worthless destiny. And its playfulness. Lasita is playfulness. And its outcome. Vipakaha is outcome. So now vichitraha means variegated. Varietous it is. Okay, you got it now? Now you look at it. The outcome, vipakaha, of the playfulnesses or the exploits of this God-forsaken destiny, hata vidhi, are of a large variety. Means this destiny, which functions in a very wrong way all the time, useless destiny it is, and its exploits, and the outcome of its exploits are of a large variety. Means we are all visited upon by this destiny in many, many wrong ways, and the destiny makes us suffer. Like that, this guy is cursing the destiny. No, they curse the destiny. Vidhi means the higher power which makes us suffer, that is cursed. What a useless thing it is, like that. Their aha is the expression of sorrow. నాట్ ఆహ. హీ ఈజ్ ద ఎక్స్ప్రెషన్ ఆఫ్ అమేజ్మెంట్. విచిత్ర వై, దిస్ వై కమ్స్ థౌజండ్ టైమ్స్ ఇన్ ఉపనిషత్స్ ఎక్సెట్రా. వై ఈజ్ సేమ్ యాజ్ వావా. వావా అండ్ వై, ఇట్ ఓన్లీ మీన్స్ అవధారణ. ఇండీడ్, నిశ్చయ. పితా వై గార్హపత్యోగ్ని, దిస్ ఇస్ మనుస్మృతి గార. ది అగ్ని ఈజ్ ఆఫ్ త్రీ టైప్స్. ఇన్ ది ఆహితాగ్నిస్ హోమ్ ది అగ్ని విల్ బి దేర్, బట్ త్రీ అగ్నిస్ విల్ బి దేర్. మీన్స్ త్రీ కుండాస్ విల్ బి దేర్, ఈచ్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ అన్ అగ్ని. ఫైర్ విల్ బి దేర్ అండ్ సో వన్ అగ్ని నేమ్ ఇస్ గార్హపత్య, గ్రహపతి గార్హపత్య. అండ్ అనదర్ అగ్ని ఇస్ దక్షిణాగ్ని ఇస్ ది థర్డ్ వన్, ఆహవనీయ. అహూయంతే అస్మిన్ ఇది ఆహవనీయ. ఆల్ హోమాస్ ఆర్ డన్ ఇన్ దాట్. ఆహవనీయ జుహోతి ప్రతి విధి, ఇది ఆహవనీయ జుహోతి. వెనెవర్ యు డూ హోమా యు డూ ఇన్ ఆహవనీయ, అన్లెస్ అదర్వైజ్ మెన్షన్డ్, ఆహవనీయ జుహోతి. దెన్ దక్షిణాగ్ని, దేర్ యు కుక్ సమ్ రైస్. That's why the name of the rice is Anvaharya. That is the name. And so, it means that rice you bring and offer as an oblation only. That's why it is called Anvaharya. It must be, that must be the meaning. And this Anvaharya is cooked in the fire. Not, you don't cook it in Ahavaniya fire. You only offer it in Ahavaniya fire. So it is cooked in the southern fire, which is called Dakshinagni, which is in the southern direction. And that's why that Dakshinagni is also called Anvaharya Pachanam. That is the name given to it. So, among these three Agnis, Garhapatyagni is the father. Pitavai Garhapatyaha Agnihi. Means that is how Ahitagnis look at it. He is the father. It is like people who are living near our inside the Dakshinamurti temple, they say Dakshinamurti is our father, something like that. Vaidikas, you know, for Vaidikas, Agni is the main form of worship.
Also, Swamiji, is it because the after using the
Dakshina,
Ahavani and Dakshina Agni,
Garavatya is retained.
It is retained and it is closed, right?
The other Agnis are closed. Garavatya remains, and next day again it is brought up. And again you do oblations.
One more question is the classification as Shrotagni and Smartagni.
That Smartagni will not have any Garhapatya and all that.
Smartagni is a completely
separate Agni. Means you don't have Shrotagni and on that day you do Agnihotra. And then you start the Agni. You establish it for that day's purpose. Like our people do Homa and all that. They don't keep Agni all the time.
All the time, right.
Whenever they need, they start it. That is called smart Agni. Smurti Siddha. So today somebody wanted to do some Homa. Today they have done Homa. They started it. And then Homa is over, they close it also. They put it off. Whereas Garhapatya Agni is retained whole life.
Till the end of the person, if he is...
Till the end of the person. In fact, he is cremated with that Agni.
Swamiji, I also heard about that Agni, you know, there is also custom that if the wife goes first, then Smartagni is used. Oh no, Shrotagni is used. And if he goes first, then...
Whoever goes first will take away Garhapatya.
That's how it is, right? Okay. Yeah.
When the wife goes first, she takes away the Garhapatya Agni. She is cremated with Garhapatya Agni. And this person won't do Ahitagni anymore.
Because now he is not eligible.
Now he is not eligible. So either he should become a sannyasi or go and marry again.
To be eligible for karma.
That's why in those days the very elderly people also used to marry. People think that they are marrying for some other reason. Some kind of a condemnation is there. Worth condemning also, because the young lady, this old man marries a young lady, Vrthasya Tamuni Visham. Like that, that's what I said. So that is not a wrong, not a good situation, you know. So he should not do that. That is causing a lot of trouble to her and then putting her under this strict life and all that. So it is real, real painful. And so you should not do that. But they were not inspired by worldly thinking, you know. For them it is karma. And he cannot do karma. And he doesn't have vairagya to take to sannyasa. And he cannot remain without ashrama. Anashrami, that is state. One cannot remain as an ashrami. Either you become a grahastha or you become a sannyasi. Do something now. That is how it is.
Because it was a major social issue.
Major social issue and Vedic issue.
Yeah.
They lived by the Veda. That was the pressure under which they were. That's why they are called, that's why Shankara says in one place, karma pashu. Veda pashu, karma pashu. Pashu means, is not a bad word. It is used in this sense. He is entirely under the command. He has no freedom. Like an animal has no freedom. The bull has no freedom. So he is the karma pashu. He has no freedom.
Prakriti vashat.
He has tied himself to the karma. Bhagavatam described like that. Yatha gavaha nasi otaha. Nasi otaha. They are pierced. Gavaha means bulls. The karma pashu is like that. He cannot go anywhere. Because if he goes to somewhere, evening Agnihotra will be gone. And who will do Agnihotra? So he has to come back. Therefore, he has to go 3 miles only, not more than 3 miles, so that he can come back. Because he cannot walk more than 3 miles, and 3 miles, 6 miles in a half a day. He has to come back and do Agnihotra. So now he doesn't want to marry, but he has to marry. Karma pashu, you know. And he doesn't have the ability to take to sannyasa also. Because sannyasa vidhis were very strict. Nowadays sannyasa is all professional. All pro. Becoming pro, you know, you learn some tennis for a while and now become turn pro. That is what they say, turn pro. Right? So like that you learn some tattva bodha, atma bodha and turn pro. Atmabodha is very big, Tattvabodha only. Atmabodha is very big. Shankara's text, it is amazing versus Atmabodha. So, Tattvabodha and some Gita here and there. People think that Gita is easy, you know, we know Gita. Gita is what? Chaleka. And so, Gita is what Sri Krishna, chariots and horses, and asks Arjuna, hey, go and fight. That is what Gita is.
And to Arjuna, not to me.
That's Arjuna. And then give us, you release the arrow, you are not killing anybody. You release the arrow, I will kill. So they pick up all these Puranic elements. Gita has a Puranic element in it. All that Puranic element you pick up and go on talking about it. And then he says, Nasato vidyate bhavaha. Don't touch that verse. Don't go anywhere near. Don't go near Shankara Bhashya because it is very inconvenient. Shankara Bhashya is very inconvenient. Suppose I have to say, to make money, artha we need, make money, but do it in a right way. Don't steal money, but make a lot of money. And enjoy bhogas. But don't commit any adharma. Hold on to dharma. Enjoy bhogas. Hold on to dharma. And make money. Don't take bribe, make money. Make a lot more. And do rituals. And study Vedanta. We take everything into life. That is how it has to be done. Suppose I say that. I do not find one word of support in the text. One word you don't find. One word you don't find. Amazing. So, because the Gita, the Shastra, Bhashyakara, everybody says, moksha is not for the one who is pursuing dharmarthakama. Dharmarthakama chodke moksha ko pakado. That is what it says. Amazing. And also it says, samuchaya won't work. Jnana karma samuchaya won't work. That is exactly what we want to do. And that is exactly what Shastra negates all the way. The amount of dilution, the amount of distortion that goes in teaching Gita is amazing. And therefore, you need not bother about Bhashya and Avai Bhashya. Leave it alone. What is there in Bhashya? Adveshta, Sarvam, Adveshta, Adveshta. That is what Bhashya is. Leave it alone. Brahma Sutra has got some good Bhashya, not Gita. This is what people say. When I see these things, I am amazed. Nothing happens to me, I am amazed. This is all. So, people just distort the Gita any way they like. And highlight all kinds of things. Prabhupada says Goloka is there in Gita. Where is Goloka in Gita? You show me where it is. You will go to Goloka, all that he brings out from Gita. It is not there. Very unfortunate, you know. Anyway. Atma vai putranamasi. Kincha. You see, in Taranda I was teaching Bhagavatam. And then I used to quote a Gita verse. One person, he came to me and told, I am very happy to listen to Gita quotations. And I told him, okay, now that you made your mind, he is sitting in the first row. Okay, from now on, I will be quoting Gita again and again and again. Whenever Akashikas, I will be quoting. He said, you please do that, I love it. So, anyway, I was doing it there. Kincha. Kincha means avyayam it is. It is not two separate words, kim shabda and cha avyayam, it's not like that. Otherwise, kim is prathama ekavachanam or dvitiya ekavachanam, that doesn't fit into that. So kincha means and also punaha. Kincha sarvaguna sampanno pi bhedena badhyate. Yeah. You see, bhedena badhyate, bheda is kalaha, that is it from panchatantra. Yeah, panchatantra. Bheda. You see, samadana bheda danda, you know. That is the context. So the other king, he has all the great qualities. But still you can bind him. Means you can dethrone him and put in jail and all that. By creating bheda. Means you create a division. His minister and he will fight. Or he and his economic advisor, they fight. So that kind of bheda, or he and his army chief, they fight. So you create that kind of a situation. Create some fight. That is called bheda. And with bheda, you can bring down even the most powerful enemy. That is the context, panchatantra. In panchatantra, you have mitra labha, mitra bheda, and all that. You create a rift between friends. They do that. They create a rift between friends. That is called bheda. This sundopa sunda is also bheda only. They are good, they are brothers, very deeply attached to each other. And they work as a team. Nobody can kill them. So then they say, how can they be killed? Nobody can kill. Only one of them should kill the other. There is no other way. Then they create bheda in them, and then they get killed. So this kind of approach is called bheda. That is the topic. Kincha, there kincha means, and also, sarvaguna sampannopi bhedena badhyate. Kincha, kavyasyopadeyatva magnipurane pyuktam. This is sahitya darpanam. Yeah, I know that. You see, sahitya darpana is a poetics text. Written by Vishwanatha. There is a great scholar called Vishwanatha. He wrote the book Sahitya Darpanam. I read it. It's a good book. For poetics, it is very, name itself, you know, Darpanam. The mirror, Sahitya is literature. How to look at literature. All that. And he says, in that, it is quoted from that, Kincha, Kavyasya Upadeyatvam Agnipurane Kirtam. See, there is a vakya. Kavyalapamshcha vajjayet. That vakya is there. These, such things are discussed in poetics. you have to give up. What? Kavyala, paan. Discussions about poetry. You have to give up. There are a few things to be given up. Drinking, you have to give up. And also some other thing you have to give up. And also, kavyalapan vajjayet. That is the vakya. Kavyalapan vajjayet. Now, you cannot say, oh, who tells that? Throw it. You cannot say that because Manusmurti Gara says it. Smurti, you know. Smurti is taken very seriously. Then, so you have to explain it now. So what the explanation given is, asat kavyalapan vajjayet. Kavya Bolito, Asat Kavya. Means wrong kavyas which do not have dharma element, which only have artha and kama element, you should give them up. Like Harry Potter, etc. Suppose we all sit and start reading Harry Potter, what will come to you also? We have such kavyas in Sanskrit also, otherwise you won't get vakya like that in the literature, you know. So some of these texts are there. Which are just fiction. Even Kadambari is counted like that. Then why we study Kadambari for getting literature? We study it. Suppose as a young man I was studying Kadambari. As a brahmachari studying Kadambari. Now I don't sit and study Kadambari. If I sit and study Kadambari, what is that? That is not correct, you know. I have to sit and study Gita, not Kadambari. In that sense, Kavyalapamscha Vachayet, it was said like that. Because it is all some fiction. Why should you read fiction? You have to reflect upon the Shastra, you know. So, Swadhyayat Yogamasita, Yogat Swadhyayamamanet, Swadhyaya Yoga Yuktatma, Paramatma Prakashate, something like that. Swadhyaya yoga. That is different. Swadhyaya yoga yuktatma. So, prakashate, something like that. Therefore, you have to study the right things, not some silly fiction. And then asat kavyas. Some of the asat kavyas could be some book. Which is written against dharma, etc. Suppose we read it. That becomes a asat kavya. So some silly thing. So that should be rejected. That way they interpret. And they give reasons for that. How? In Lalita Sahasranama, there is a nama, kavyala apavinodini. Like that. So, see, the Devi is sitting in the court and everybody is sitting around paying their respects, etc. She occupies the highest throne. And then Srimad Simhasaneshwari, you know, and then some of these people, they start discussions on Kavya. Okay, you discuss Kavya. Ramayanam or something. Ramayanam is Mahakavya, they discuss these rishis. And then she enjoys the discussion. That is the nama, Kavya Lapa Vinodini. So how then kavyalapamscha vajjayet cannot be every kavya, you know, because that lava is there. Therefore asat kavyalapamscha vajjayet, that is the discussion going on. He says there is a purana called Agni Purana. I have gone through Agni Purana. In fact, in the Agni Purana speciality is all the poetics are there in it. So poetics means if you read some, you will get an idea. Nayaka, Nayika, hero, heroine. Hero, types of heroes are given. Dakshinaha, that is one type of hero. Ekapatni Vrata hero, Rama, one example. Dakshina hero, Sri Krishna is taken as Dakshina hero. Like that, there are hero, and then heroine. So all these discussions.
Ashtanayikas
are there.
Eight types are there.
Swadhina Vallabha, Khandita, then Abhisarika is the eighth, and then Virahot Kantita. So like that, eight Nayikas are there. And so all these discussions are there. and they are come, they come from Agni Purana. In Agni Purana you find all of them. That is what he is saying.
Swamiji, why that word alapa is used along with that
kavya? Alapa. Alapa.
Alapa. So in
lapati, alapati, bolta hai. Alapa is a talk.
Because alapa we also use it for something which is lengthy and long and too much.
Yeah, kavya alapa is in music also it is used.
Alapa na antar.
Yeah, that is same only. Yeah.
Sadhya
Yeah.
Alapa is just a kavya is being said. That is
here in Sangeeta context, its meaning is singing.
Hmm.
But alapa means telling.
Telling.
Okay. Saying. The Sangeeta people they do alapa. Alapa means like that they do something.
Yeah.
And whenever they are in doubt of that word, they do alapa. and khajate. The word is eaten away. Because the Sanskrit words they don't get properly, so they push it into alapa, which is always it always. These people, wherever they don't know Sanskrit properly, they do alapa and be done with it.
Well, originally, Swamiji, it looks like the alapa in the Indian music came because of the change in the Muslims coming in. And they were not ready to listen to, because our all Sangeet was based on either it will be praised to Rama or Krishna. So the singers is starting eating them away purposely.
Because the Muslim thing doesn't like it.
Yeah. So if you see the Southern and the North Indian classical, that is a major difference. The North Indian classical goes into pure alapa, where the words have no meaning, or they many times you don't know what is being said.
Yeah.
But in the South Indian classical, words will have meaning and it will go around the temple music. The North Indian Darbari, the words are written.
Not the temple, it is Darbar. It is.
Yeah, the words are written except the one who comes to our Mukesh is Guru.
Jasraj.
Yeah, Jasraj ji and Rajan Sajan Mishra, and there are few exceptions. They have kept that Haveli and related to Mandir, North Indian classical.
Oh.
Otherwise, everything has been
Darbari. Very interesting. Yadi. Not it. So, Kavyasya Upadeyatvam Agni Kincha, and also Kavyasya Upadeyatvam Agni Purane Pyuktam. He says Kavya is to be received. We have to pursue it, we have to study it. Even Agni Purana is a pramana for that. He is saying that. Kincha kavyad dharma praptihi Bhagavan Narayana Charanaravinda Stavadina. This is also Sahitya Darpanam. Sri Narayana Charanaravinda Stava is there. The Bhagavatam, etc. It is a kavyam, you know. Bhagavata, a section can be a kavyam. It is indeed like a kavyam. Even a section is like a kavya. And in that section, though it is a kavya, the main thesis is the glory of the lotus feet of Bhagavan Narayana. Such things are there. Therefore, how can you say kavya is not to be pursued? So like that, Sahitya Darpanakara is arguing in favor of kavya, because that kind of kavya can give us a dharma. Dharma prapti hi asti. Okay? Next. Yadi.
Yadi.
Yadi means if. Yeah, this is a well-known thing. Yatne krute yadina siddhyati kotra doshaha. You do your duty. You make your effort. Suppose the result doesn't come. What is wrong with it? Then nothing wrong. So result may come, may not come. You do your part. So I have studied well. I am afraid of writing the exam. Why? Because I may fail. Don't bother. You have done your part. Go and write the exam. Make an effort. Do your job. Suppose you fail, then you cannot be faulted. If you don't even write the exam, then you will be faulted. That is what the vakya is. This is from Panchatantra. There, yadi, yadi na siddhyati, if the siddhi, accomplishment doesn't happen, kotra dosaha, what is fault in it? Nothing wrong. నోలూకోప్యవలోకతే యది దివా సూర్యస్య కిందూషణం. సీ డ్యూరింగ్ ది డే టైమ్ ది ఉలూకా ఇస్ ఇంగ్లీష్ అండ్ సాంస్క్రిట్ ఉలూకా అండ్ ఔల్ ఉలూకా ఔల్ ఔల్ ఇస్ ఉలూ ఔల్ కా స్వార్థక ప్రత్యయ అది నాట్ ఎ ప్రాబ్లం అండ్ ఇన్ హిందీ ఉల్లూకా దట్ ఈస్ దట్ ఓన్లీ ఔల్ ఓన్లీ సో అక్కడాలజీ వరాజ్ యూస్ టు సే యూస్ టు సే అరే శాస్త్రం బోల్తా హే వైరాగ్య జీవో వైరాగ్య కా జీవన్ బితావ్ ఐసా బోల్తా హే బట్ ఉల్లు కా పట్టా వో కామనా బోల్తే పీచే పడతా యూస్ టు సే లైక్ దట్ సమ్టైమ్స్ పట్టా లైక్ దట్ ఓన్లీ పట్టా ఉల్లు కా పట్టా డోంట్ డూ నో ఇట్ నో ఇట్ అదర్వైజ్ వాట్ ఈస్ దిస్ పట్టా నోలూకోప్యవలోకతే ఎది దివా సూర్యస్య కిందూషణం. సీ డే టైమ్ సన్ ఇస్ షైనింగ్ బట్ వాట్ ది సన్ ఈస్ డూయింగ్ ఎ బ్యాడ్ థింగ్ వై బికాస్ ది ఉలూకా కెనాట్ సీట్ అదే ది ఉలూకా కెనాట్ సీట్ ఇఫ్ ఉలూకా కెనాట్ సీ డస్ ఇట్ బికమ్ ఎ బ్లెమిష్ ఆఫ్ ది సన్ ఎది ఇఫ్ బట్ ఇఫ్ ఈవెందో అగైన్ అవ్యయ యద్యప్యేతే నపశ్యయా దిస్ ఇస్ ఫ్రమ్ గీత యద్యప్యేతే నపశ్యంతి లోభోపహత చేతసః దిస్ ఇస్ అర్జున సేస్ దో దీస్ దుర్యోధన ఎట్సెట్రా దేర్ హార్ట్ ఈస్ బర్న్డ్ బై గ్రీడ్ దేర్ఫోర్ దే కెనాట్ సీ ది ట్రూత్ బికాజ్ వీ కెన్ సీ ది ట్రూత్ therefore we should desist from the battle. That is what Arjuna was asking. yadyapi bahunadhishe tathapi pataputra vyakaranam svajana svajano ma bhut sakalam shakalam sakruchyakrut. This is a say, dear son putra, though you don't read much, at least read some vyakaran. You may not read Takka, Mimamsa, Vedanta, all those things. Thoda bahut vyakarana padho. You read some vyakarana. Because if you don't read vyakarana, you will make all wrong pronunciations. Svajana svajano mahu. Sa and sha. Sa is dantya. Sha is talavya. So, అకోహల శక్తియ యశ సో లుత్ లసానాం దంతా మీన్స్ ఇట్ నాట్ దట్ ది టంగ్ టచెస్ ది దంత బట్ ది టంగ్ టచెస్ ది బేస్ ఆఫ్ ది దంత ద గమ్ ఇట్ టచెస్ దట్ ఇస్ దంత సో దంత్య సో దంత్యా వర్సెస్ తాళవ్యా శ దట్ ప్రొనౌన్స్ కరెక్ట్లీ అదర్వైజ్ స్వజన బికమ్స్ స్వజన స్వ ఇస్ డాగ్ సో అవర్ పీపుల్ బికమ్స్ ద పీపుల్ ఆఫ్ ది డాగ్ దెన్ సకలం బికమ్స్ శకలం ఆల్ బికమ్స్ ఎ పీస్ శకల సకృత్ బికమ్స్ శకృత్ సకృత్ ఈజ్ వన్స్ ఏ బార్ శకృత్ మీన్స్ ద సమ్ డెప్త్ సో దట్ ఈస్ సమ్ సిలిటీ so meaning changes therefore patha vyakaranam study vyakarana and try to pronounce correctly like yadva
athava
here yadva that yat is not shabda yat ye yani it is not that because that is not the meaning here it only means athava on the other hand or యద్వా జయేమ యదివానో జయేయుః ఇది బ్రహ్మగీత either we will yadva jayema or naha jayeyuhu, they will win against us. Win us means they will conquer us. Either we conquer them or they conquer us. Either way. And then whatever Arjuna says, says. Yadiva. Yadva and Yadiva. One and the same. Just now we have seen Yadiva. Sneham, this I know. Sneham dayancha saukhyancha Yadiva jana kimapi. ఆరాధనాయ లోకానాం ముంచతో నాస్తి మే వ్యథా. దిస్ ఇస్ ఉత్తర రామచరితం. దిస్ ఇస్ హౌ దే హ్యావ్ క్రియేటెడ్ దిస్ స్టోరీ. ఫర్ ది వర్షిప్ ఆఫ్ ది పీపుల్ రామా విల్ డూ ఎనీథింగ్. రామరాజ్య యునో ఫర్ ది వర్షిప్ ఆఫ్ ది పీపుల్ హీ విల్ డూ ఎనీథింగ్. హీ విల్ గివ్ అప్ ఈవెన్ హిజ్ లైఫ్ ఫర్ వర్షిపింగ్ ది పీపుల్. వర్షిపింగ్ మీన్స్ టు సర్వ్ ది పీపుల్. And therefore they have created a story where he gives up Sita. That is the highest sacrifice. So when it is a choice between the love of his wife and the love of the public, then he gives up love of his wife also. That is how they have projected Rama. They have created Rama's story on that basis. That was not necessary, but that is how Uttara Ramajarita came into picture. It is an extrapolation, you know. Anyway, all that is different, but the point is Sneham Dayancha Saukhyancha. I am ready to give up friendship, compassion and comfort. Even Sita Yadiva Janaki Mapi, or even Sita I am ready to give up. For what? Lokanam Aradhanaya Munchataha. So while giving up for the worship of the public people, మే నవ్ యథా, దెర్ ఇస్ నో పెయిన్ ఫర్ మీ, మీన్స్ వెరీ ఎఫర్ట్లెస్లీ విదౌట్ ఎనీ రిగ్రెట్ ఐ విల్ గివ్ అప్ ఆల్ దీస్ థింగ్స్ ఇన్క్లూడింగ్ సీత. అది వాట్ రామా సేస్. ద పోయట్ మేక్స్ రామా సే దట్ బికాజ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఉత్తర రామచరితం భవభూతి. దేర్ యూ హ్యావ్ యదివా మీన్స్ ఆర్ ఈవెన్ ఆర్ ఈవెన్. దెన్ అథవా, it is not two words, atha and va. It is just one word. It only means va or athava. Vyavaharam parijnaya vadhya pujyo athava bhavet. See, a person has to be killed or a person has to be worshipped, revered. What is to be done? It all depends upon the vyavahara and the context or nyaya. If a person is a truthful, then he should be revered. If he is untruthful, he should be killed. Killed means he should be punished. It depends upon the nyaya. So athava, that is used from somewhere hitopadesha. Athava also means another paksha. One paksha, one alternative is said, another alternative is being said. అథవా కృతవాగ్వారే వంశేస్మిన్ పూర్వసూరిభి. దిస్ ఇస్ ఫ్రమ్ రఘువంశ ప్రథమ సంక. ఇట్స్ వెరీ బ్యూటిఫుల్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ హీ గివ్స్. ఎ థ్రెడ్ కెనాట్ ఎంటర్ ఎ డైమండ్, బట్ ఎ కెన్ ఎంటర్ ఎ డైమండ్ ఇఫ్ ఎ స్మాల్ హోల్ ఈజ్ మేడ్ బై ఎ నీడిల్. When needle, when holes are made, then even a thread can enter. Vajra. Vajra samutkirane. It is a hole is made with vajra, with a diamond, then a thread can enter. Thread is very soft. It can enter a hard pearl or whatever, or a diamond, or a gemstone, because hole is made. Similarly, Raghu Vamsha is a very powerful thing. I am a very simple person. How can I enter into Raghuvamsha? But then other Mahatmas like Valmiki, etc., have already made entry into the Raghuvamsha. Through that entry, even a soft guy or a simple guy like, simple turn like me, can go in. That is it. Kalidasa. Athava, on the other hand, or alternatively, Krita Vagdware, they opened the door in the form of walk description, and so I can enter into it. పూర్వసూరిభి కృత వాగ్ద్వారే అస్మిన్ వంశే ఐ విల్ బి ఏబుల్ టు ఎంటర్ దట్ ఈస్ వాట్ ఇస్ వారం వారం అగైన్ అండ్ అగైన్ మనసి విచారయ వారం వారం థింక్ అగైన్ అండ్ అగైన్ ఇన్ ది మైండ్ నాభీవేశం కృత్వామాగా మహావేశం మా వేతన్ మాంస వ్యసాది వికారం మనసు విచింతయ వారం వారం ఇట్ కమ్స్ ఇన్ భజగోవిందం ఆల్సో మనసు విచింతయ వారం వారం అగైన్ అండ్ అగైన్ యూ థింక్ ఆఫ్ ఇట్ ఇన్ ది మైండ్ సో వారం వారం ఫ్రమ్ హీర్ ఓన్లీ ఇట్ కేమ్ ఇన్ హిందీ బార్ బార్ సో వారం వారం దట్ ఈస్ ప్రేత్య మీన్స్ హ్యావింగ్ డైడ్ ప్రేత్యా స్మాల్ లోకాద్ సో అమృతాభవంతి కేనోపనిషత్ అస్మాల్ లోకాత్ ప్రేత్య సో హియర్ హీ గివ్స్ అన్యోధనం ప్రేత్య గతస్య భుంతే యా వాట్ ఎల్స్ కృపణస్య భుంజంతి ధూర్తా కృపణస్య విత్తమాయి సే ఆల్ ది టైమ్ హీ సేస్ దిస్ పర్సన్ హూ అక్యుములేటెడ్ ఆల్ ది వెల్త్ హీ విల్ డై అండ్ సంబడీ ఎల్స్ విల్ ఎంజాయ్ ఆల్ దట్ వెల్త్ అన్యోధనం ప్రేత్య గతస్య భుంక్తే ప్రేత్య గతస్య ధనం హ్యావింగ్ డైడ్ హీ గాన్ అండ్ హిజ్ మనీ అన్య భుంక్తే సంబడీ ఎల్స్ ఎంజాయ్స్ ఇట్ దేర్ ప్రేత్య మీన్స్ హ్యావింగ్ డైడ్ దిస్ ప్రేత్య ఈజ్ అవ్యయం దట్ ఈస్ ది ఇట్ ఈస్ కౌంటెడ్ ఇన్ అవ్యయాస్ దట్ మీన్స్ యూ కెనాట్ మేక్ ఇట్ ఫ్రమ్ ఇన్ గతం విత్ ఉపసర్గ అండ్ ల్యప్ ఇఫ్ యూ కెన్ మేక్ ఇట్ దెన్ యూ నీడ్ నాట్ కౌంట్ ఇట్ ఇన్ అవ్యయాస్ ఇన్ గతం ఇస్ దే ప్రా అండ్ దెన్ ల్యప్ సో యూ వోంట్ గెట్ ఇట్ ప్రేత్య యూ విల్ గెట్ సంథింగ్ ఎల్స్ యా సో యూ డోంట్ గెట్ ప్రేత్య యూ గెట్ సంథింగ్ ఎల్స్ therefore pretya is made into an avyaya to make it a prayoga you know it is there everywhere if it can happen there then it need not be counted here you know even then it is avyaya only but need not be counted separately yeah oh it becomes like that so what he says is it becomes a pretya but you cannot make further samasa out of it whereas here it is counted as avyaya therefore you can make samasas out of it like what pretya bhavaha means the status of dying away pretya lokaha like the place where he goes after death that is the pretya lokaha the word preta came from here only pretya preta means the spirit the ghost See, religion revolves around death. Any religion, it revolves around death. Very interesting. Hindu religion, of course, it revolves around death. The religion, it is always about heaven and all that. And also, in the Hindu rituals, the obsequies play a very important role. దేవ పితృకార్యాభ్యం దేవకార్య ఇస్ ఓకే బట్ పితృకార్య బికమ్స్ వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్ సో మచ్ సో వెన్ ది పేరెంట్స్ ఆర్ అలైవ్ దిస్ పర్సన్ మే నాట్ డూ ఎనీ సర్వీస్ టు దెమ్ బట్ వెన్ ది పేరెంట్స్ ఆర్ డెడ్ హీ విల్ డూ ఆల్ ది ప్రేత కార్యాస్ స్ట్రిక్ట్లీ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ ఫియర్ రిలిజియన్ ఈస్ బేస్డ్ ఆన్ ఫియర్ రిలిజియన్ మేజర్ ఎలిమెంట్ ఈస్ ఫియర్ అండ్ ది మేజర్ ఎలిమెంట్ ఈస్ డెత్ దట్స్ వై in Christianity also the church is always by the side of the cemetery always some connection with death I have noticed one thing these are all my thoughts may not be I need to be corrected also or need to be educated also I am open in Christianity the priest will go and preside over the death related activity funeral and he will read a psalm whatever and says amen and all that then the people bury the dead body and the same guy comes and will do sermon in the church and he is revered in our society that is not there para na para if a person will go and preside over that function then he will not be invited for food also. He will be boycotted because now he is impure, defiled. This place havoc with people's lives. Now you have a contradiction there. You need a person to preside over the funeral, and then a person who presides over the funeral is boycotted. Recently I was in Hindu Mandir Executives Conference. There they have a problem and they asked me, I gave a solution also. The problem is the Purohit, he is not willing to participate or conduct the funeral. No, I won't do it. You give money also, they won't do it. Generally, money plays an important part when it comes to a Purohit's operation. Money is a crucial part. For the sake of money, they do it. They are grahasthas and they should do it. That is all okay. Dakshina is also accepted. Money is everywhere. Unfortunately, even in sannyasis' lives, there is so much money. Not only so much money, so much emphasis on money. Most unfortunate aspect of modern life is that money has become such an important issue in our lives. Anyway, having said that, this funeral, the people who are willing to give a lot of money, but in spite of giving a lot of money, they are not coming because they are afraid themselves and the society looks them down. The same society which pulls them into it looks them down. I wish we should learn from Christianity. There the pastor or bishop or whatever who presides over this function, he is not defiled. They don't look at him as though he is defiled. For example, Archbishop of Canterbury, he presided over Diana's funeral. So will it belittle him? No. Whereas our acharyas don't do any such thing. Our religious leaders, they don't preside over the death function. Some contradiction.
At the same time, Swamiji, I mean, in Hindu Dharma, there is nothing only one way, there are so many. For example, the Shiva temples we find in the Smashana. So there that, you know, at least Shaivas, they don't have that separation, isn't it?
They have.
But many times we find a Shiva temple near Smashana or in Smashana.
In Smashana, yeah. Nowadays they have separated. They don't have anything to do with Shmishana anymore.
Oh.
Shmishana you may find Shiva Vigraham and all that. But not anymore. Shmishana, they don't connect Shiva to Shmishana anymore. Only Vaishnavas connect Shiva to Shmishana. The Vaishnava people only connect.
And say it is Ashubha.
They say Ashubha. Shiva himself is Ashubha. He alone say Shiva.
It has to be added to that word here.
You see, you should not say the word Shiva. If you say Shiva, he will go and take bath. Really?
Shiva is becoming Ashiva.
Ashiva. They don't utter the word Shiva. And when Shiva temple is there, they skirt it and go. They go near that. Because they become defiled.
Swami, that's why many of the temples in North America, the architecture, if you see, all the different temples are there. And if you see it carefully, it is also about Vaishnavas and Shaivites. Vaishnavas will enter the temple from the right-hand side, and they will go through all Vaishnava only, and they can stop there. Wherein the Shaivites can enter from the left side, so they are separated. Actually, if you see all these North American temples, there is a separation there.
Shiva Vishnu temple, they call it, the name itself shows the separation.
Even the temple here in...
They separate it.
Yeah.
In fact, they will be facing opposite. Did you notice it?
Yes, Swamiji, if you draw a picture of our Bridgewater temple, it is very distinctly clear that the Shaivites can manage going on the Shaiva side and Vaishnavites can manage by going on the other side.
They do like that.
The temple is designed like that.
Yeah. Here it is single temple, but in India it is never a single temple. Shiva temple is different, Vaishnava temple is different.
I don't think so, because you have straight ahead Venkateshwara. Even if you don't want, that is the first thing you will see. You may go left or right afterwards.
No. They have Shiva Vishnu divisions like that.
Yeah.
They have temples also. Temple architecture also they have like that. They put a wall also in between if they are allowed. Maybe local people don't allow it, therefore it is not happening there. In India they do all that. Anyway. Purataha. Purataha is opposite. Facing. Yayam pashyasi tasya tasya purato mabrihi dhinam vachaha. Very interesting. See, don't cry before everybody that you come across. Whomsoever you see on the way, don't start crying, oh my, I lost this, I lost that, I am unhappy. Like that, if you start crying before everyone that you come across, that is not good, don't do that. Purataha, opposite, okay? Prayena is same as prayaha, vibhakti pratirupakam avyayam. Subanta pratirupakam avyayam, everything is vibhakti. So subanta pratirupakam avyayam, like ramena, but it is not subanta. It is subanta only, but it is not shabda, it is avyaya. Prayena dhamma madhyamottama gunaha sarvasato jayate. Very interesting. If you associate with good people, you become good. Associate with mediocres, then you become mediocre. Associate with bad people, you become bad. Generally. Prayena, generally. Okay? Prayena nicham yasanesu magnaha nindanti daivannatu kukrutam swam. Generally, these bad people are lowly people, nichaha, inferior people, for everything, for their difficulties, they blame God. They do not blame their own bad deeds. Swam kukurtam na nindanti, daivan nindanti. Generally, prayena, generally. This is from Mahabharata, very interesting.
Prayena means probably, meaning of
it? No, generally, mostly. Yeah, mostly. Bahushaha. So prakrutyadibhyopasankhyanam tritiya vibhakti also it is considered. It is considered tritiya vibhakti also by samvayakaranas. Prayashaha. Same meaning. Prayashaha, prayaha, prayena. You have three of them. Ashabandha kusuma sadrusham. This is from Madison Desha. Prayesho yanganam sadyapati pranati hrudayam viprayoge runadhi. You see, the yaksha is telling them, my wife, who is separated from me, who is in Amaravati, she is a very delicate and beautiful woman. She is so delicate that separation from me should have killed her. Her heart must have broken and she should have died. But ashabandha, though she is very delicate, though the calamity is capable of putting an end to her life, yet the small hope that yaksha will come back and will rejoin her, that hope of reunion, that alone must have kept her alive. That is what he said to the megha. Now you look at it. Ashabandha kusuma sadrusham prayashoh yanganam sadyapati pranayi hrudayam viprayoge runadhi. Angananam kusuma sadrusham hrudayam. The heart of the women, the heart being very delicate like a flower, and pranayi, it is filled with love. Sadyapati, then viprayoge, in the context of separation from the beloved, sadyapati, it will fall immediately. Means she will die. But the bandha is the stem. What is the stem? Asha bandha, the hope is the stem. Runadhi, it keeps it from falling. That is what Kalidasa says. So she still keeps alive, not because she is very comfortable and all that in Amaravati town, but because that hope of reunion with me is there. That is what he said. He knows her. Here prayena is there, prayashaha is there. Okay, bhai, we'll stop at this.
Yes, sir.
Hari Om Tat Sat.
There was a reference about Charpata Panjari. So is it something ongoing and going long kavya, something like that?
No, Padigovinda Shankara has written. And some of the other acharyas have added a few.
Oh, that is what is called Charpata Panjari.